What is up, guys? I am super excited to make this 2022 announcement. I have officially started doing work with the fine folks over at Metabolic HQ. If you're not familiar with Metabolic, they are probably one of the most exciting, fastest growing fitness franchises in the scene right now. If you've been following my content, you know I jumped on board and started creating content about their brand back in 2017 because I truly think they were the first and currently right now the best white space model in the game. When I say white space, I mean that thing that is cutting out all the noise from the CrossFit side of the world to the other end, to that Orange Theory F45 side of the fitness spectrum. Nobody is doing it better than Metabolic, and I'm real excited to be working with them to help them find individuals who want to open a Metabolic franchise. I know a lot of you guys might be looking to add to your fitness portfolio. Maybe you already own a gym, or maybe you're looking to start one and you're kind of bouncing ideas. Should I open my own and do my own brand, or should I jump on board with a franchise? So what I'll be doing is, if anyone's interested and wants to know more, I can act as an unbiased source of information. Okay, you guys know what I do. I'm very cosmopolitan when it comes to the fitness industry. I have seen it all, and I'm going to be there essentially to just kind of bridge the two. People interested who want to talk to an unbiased third party, and then putting them in contact with the Metabolic folks if that's a good mix. And I am privy to a lot of the information and questions you probably have. How much does it cost to get started? What kind of markets can I get into? Do I have to have a certain amount of net worth? I'll be able to answer those questions for you to the best that I can. And then when it gets beyond that and you want to get, you know, real serious, I'll just go ahead and share and kick you off in an email to the Metabolic HQ folks, and you can talk with them. But my goal here is to work with you, my audience, the people who listen to my content. And if anyone has that interest, just be an unbiased, you know, third party. You know, give me, you know, we'll get on the phone real quick and you just tell me, hey, this is what I'm looking for. This is what I like to do. This is what I like. And I could tell you honestly whether I think a Metabolic franchise would be a good fit for you. And if it's not, it's not. But anyway, guys, I'm real excited for this partnership. I'm real blessed that I got a great relationship with the Metabolic HQ guys. I'll be traveling around to their locations, sharing stories, podcasts, walkthroughs of their studios, so that you guys get a better idea as to what I think is the most exciting growing franchise in the fitness industry right now. Guys, shoot me a DM on Instagram if you've got questions or you're interested, and enjoy the podcast. What is up, guys? It is Stu. It is another episode of the What the Fuck Gym Talk podcast. Price correction, price raise. These are two words that maybe get used interchangeably, and they need to stop being used interchangeably. They are two different things. If you have not seen some of the content, there's a new video on YouTube. YouTube's free, by the way. You guys can go and learn about how I recommend, you know, the differences between price corrections and price raises a little bit more in depth than what I'm going to do here. And actually, this probably might be even more in depth than what I did on YouTube. And if you really want to get into it and really understand this, go and, you know, enroll in Micro Gym University. Link is in my bio. And you guys, for $50, can go ahead and, you know, essentially have the information that probably your competitors don't fucking have. And you can then have your way with them and toss them around like little bitch-ass rag dolls. Okay? Check it. Most of you guys talk about doing price raises on your members. That is not the correct terminology. This is just one asshole's opinion. We're pretty much talking semantics. But that's what I try to do. I just try to get us all sounding more intelligent and saying things consistently. So a price raise is when you raise prices on the market. This means nobody knows about it. Sally, who has never heard of you, on January 1st, when you raise prices, she has no idea. On February 1st, when she bumps into your Instagram post and decides to contact you, she has no idea you raise prices, unless you put it on Instagram, which would be a horrible idea. That's a price raise. A price raise happens, just light switch, change the website, change the price prezo sheets. It just happens, and anyone new coming in is impacted by it. A price correction is when we are looking at our current memberships and what they are currently paying. And we say to ourselves, well, I have raised the price point, the fair market value price point recently. I recently did a price raise. Well, now I need the price correct everyone's current existing membership, because my current members do not meet the current fair market value that I set
via the recent price raise. Now, why do we do price raises first? Because it builds up confidence in the owner and the operators that the price point that they selected is feasible and will be entertained by the market. So when you do a price raise and you sell it to 60 strangers over the course of 6 months, you're like, oh, fuck. All right, well, these guys are willing to pay for it, and they don't fucking know us, like us, or already pay us. They're strangers, and they'll pay for it. Our current members will totally pay this new price point as well because they know us, love us, and already pay us and trust us. Trust being the very big word there. So price raises first, builds up confidence, price corrections next. I'm not going in. This podcast is not going to be as robust as obviously the MGU. I'm just trying to think back to my YouTube video and what else I talked about in there. When it comes time for you guys to correct pricing, you need to analyze. It takes a lot. It's a lot of work. You want to look at who is at risk quantitatively and qualitatively, right? Quant meaning they don't come in as often as somebody with the exact same membership on average. Qualitative meaning, Sally had a bunch of friends that used to come to the 6 a.m. class and they all recently moved on and did something else and now she doesn't seem as involved and she's, you know, we can definitely predict her dropping off sometime. So that's the difference there, all right? So with that being said, you guys have got to be able to just kind of zoom out and look at your membership that you're about to do a price correction on, figure out who's at risk and who's not. You need to install customer service plays, right? Again, something covered at MGU. I'm not doing that on this thing, on this podcast. But there's a series of customer service plays because your goal is to get as many people off the at-risk list as possible, okay? Then, and only then, do you formulate your price correction letter. Formulate it well. Figure out what you're going to increase everyone's price to. Are you moving everyone up to your fair market value? Are you going to, you know, is your fair market value too high to move people up to? So you got to do it, you know, stair step it, whatever it may be. And this all ultimately comes back to, you know, why I think everyone's going to be doing my version of the price increase, which is not a price increase, just a clause in a membership that, you know, says that everyone's membership is going to go up 3%, 3.5%, 4%, whatever it may be every year. That way you never have to worry about this price correction versus price raise ever again. You might have to still change your fair market value at some point, but everybody will be caught up. Everybody will be on an increased trajectory. The longer they're there, the longer their LOM, length of membership, the higher their ACV. And not because they've been there longer. That's everyone, like I get someone who wants to argue with me, well, duh, Stu, if they're there longer, their lifetime client value is bigger. Duh. I'm like, you stupid fuck. That's why I'm the one talking and you're the one listening. All right. We want LCVs to go up, but not at the same degree that they do every year. Because if the price point stays the same every year, then year to year, there is no actual value increase. Yeah, they're still the same. The membership has the same value to you. It just had been there longer. With my model, now the membership has more value to you. In 3 years, it is 9% more value to you if you're doing a 3% annual increase. So I appreciate it, Tim, right, for your assistance on that one. But I got it covered, homie, right? We want to see increases in the membership value year to year to year. Just like you want to see appreciation in your home value year to year to year, right? All right, guys, those are my thoughts on that. Price corrections versus price raises. Start using the right terminology so you don't sound like a fucking dum-dum. And if you really don't want to sound like a fucking dum-dum, get enrolled in Micro Gym University. $50, cancel anytime you want. There's no better business courses out there for the Micro Gym industry than this. I guarantee it. Or your money back, and I'll fucking fly to your house and cook you dinner, okay? All right, guys. Until I talk to you next podcast, have a great fucking day.